With the state of today's economy, it's more important than ever to invest in products that last for years to come. As the seasons shift and get cooler, make sure your closet is stocked with durable layers that stand the test of time from American Giant. American Giant's clothes work harder and are wearable season after season. Their greatest hoodie ever made is made from the highest quality materials that are cut and sewn right here in the United States. So you're investing right back in your local community. Choosing American Giant means taking a stand for American manufacturing and hardworking Americans, something other mega corporations don't care about. From fleece to knit, all in a range of colors for versatile daily wear, American Giant delivers everyday pieces designed for everyday life. Feel the difference of quality, made-to-last clothes from American Giant. Get 20% off your first order with code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20.
First off, all the news you need to start your day.
Morning, you're listening to News Talk with me, Eamon Torsney. It's Thursday, August 28th. I hope you're well. Coming up,
there will be a rally in Merrion Square, which will have a protest outside the offices of the Department of Public Expenditure.
School caretakers and secretaries strike and UNIFIL mission vote at Security Council. Plus, we'll have all the other news making the headlines and the latest in sport and entertainment. But first up this morning, school secretaries and caretakers will hold the first of day of their indefinite strike action today. Around 2,600 staff from schools around the country will participate in the action after a row over pension and other entitlements. Talks between trade union FORSA and the Department of Education failed to reach a resolution last night. Shane Lambert from FORSA explains what action they will be taking later.
There will be a rally in Merrion Square, which will have a protest outside the offices of the Department of Public Expenditure and then make its way down Ely Place and into Molesworth Street, where we'll gather, and there will be speeches there as well as at the Department of Public Expenditure.
The UN Security Council is set to vote on the future of the UNIFIL mission in Lebanon today. It's understood members will vote on an extension of the mission until the end of 2026. That will be followed by a year-long orderly and safe drawdown and withdrawal. Thornister Simon Harris has been engaged in discussions with numerous countries' representatives in advance of the vote. Ireland has more than 300 troops serving in Lebanon. Vigils were held in Dublin and London last night in condemnation of Israel's double strike on a hospital in Gaza on Monday. The Israeli military claim it was to dismantle a Hamas camera being used to observe IDF troops. Palestinian representative Riyad Mansour addressed the UN last night, calling it a premeditated attack on civilians and journalists.
This is not a war. These are atrocities committed against an entire civilian population. Where else could the killing of humanitarians and journalists at such a large scale be tolerated? Where?
The Pope and US President Donald Trump are among those sending thoughts and prayers to Minneapolis after yesterday's US school shooting. An 8 and 10-year-old child were killed and many others injured after an attacker opened fire through the windows of a church during a mass celebrating the new school term. The suspect's been identified as Robin Westman, born Robert, who's also died from a self-inflicted injury. Minneapolis Police Chief Brian O'Hara says the shooter had prepared a manifesto timed for release on YouTube.
This manifesto appeared to show him at the scene and included some disturbing writings. That content has since been taken down with the assistance of the FBI, and it now remains under active review by our investigators.
A man in his 40s has died after getting into difficulty while swimming in Wicklow Harbour. A body was recovered from the water yesterday evening and taken to St Columbkill's Hospital in Loughlinstown following searches by the RNLI, the Coast Guard and a Garda Subaqua unit. Investigations are ongoing and a file will be prepared for the coroner's court. Very few 13-year-olds who experience bullying tell someone about it. That's the worrying finding in new research from the ESRI Growing Up in Ireland survey. The data looks at the experience of bullying among 9 and 13-year-olds both in and outside school. Emer Smith, co-author of the report, says many young people experience bully-type behaviour but don't identify it as bullying but are less likely to report it.
If young people are asked directly whether they were bullied in the past 3 months, about 8% of them say they were. But if we give them a list of bullying type behaviours, ranging from being hit, called names, being excluded by others, being sent nasty texts or online messages, we get a much higher figure.
The world's most valuable company has performed better than expected in its latest financial results. Microchip maker NVIDIA recorded revenues just under $47 billion in the 3 months to July. That is despite uncertainty about trade with China caused by Donald Trump's tariffs. The firm's results suggest demand for AI will continue to grow, with its processors used to power products including ChatGPT. 16% of men aged 18 to 24 say they're unsure of what the word consent means in a sexual context. New research from the Dublin Rape Crisis Centre found almost half of people surveyed said they want to know more about the topic. 69% of respondents say it's up to schools to ensure young people understand consent. Manager of the We Consent campaign, Sarah Monaghan, says some young men are still not getting the message.
Nearly one in four men under 45 say that they probably would keep going even if they suspect that their partner isn't enjoying a sexual encounter, and that has actually increased 3% since last year. 43% of men under 45 saying sometimes people say no when they want convincing, and that's up a staggering 8% since last year.
Six counties in the west are under a weather warning this morning. Met Éireann has issued a status yellow warning for rain in Clare, Donegal, Galway, Leitrim, Mayo and Sligo. It'll remain in effect until 6 p.m. this evening, bringing heavy showers, longer spells of rain and a chance of isolated thunderstorms. Potential impacts include localised flooding, poor visibility and difficult travelling conditions. Someone is waking up €17 million richer this morning. There was one outright winner for the country's third largest national lottery win. The total jackpot amounted to €17,008,295. The winning numbers are 2, 6, 20, 22, 26, 39 and the bonus number 5. Former cricket star and TV presenter Freddie Flintstone says he's taken time to be happy with himself again after his crash while filming Top Gear. The 47-year-old made the comments whilst filming the third series of his BBC show Field of Dreams. Flintoff sustained serious facial injuries at the motoring series Test Track in December 2022. Finally, to sport now, and in soccer, Grimsby have knocked Manchester United out of the EFL Cup after an epic penalty shootout. The League Two side won 12-11 on spot kicks after their second round tie ended 2-2. Former Ireland underage international Dara Burns scored two of the spot kicks for the Mariners. Seamus Coleman played for 90 minutes in Everton's 2-0 win against League One Mansfield, while Fulham also enjoyed a 2-0 victory in their tie with Bristol City, while Brighton hammered Oxford 6-0. And that is First Up for this morning. Please start your day with us again here tomorrow. In the meantime, you can check out all the news you need on newstalk.com.
Since 2011, American Giant has been making everyday clothing with extraordinary effort. Not in far-off factories, but right here in the USA. We obsess over fabrics, fit, and details, because if you're going to wear it every day, it should feel great and last for years. From the cut of a hoodie to the finishing of a seam, nothing is overlooked. Our supply chain is tight-knit and local, which means less crisscrossing the country and more care in every step. The result is durable clothing, t-shirts, hoodies, sweatpants, and denim that become part of your life season after season. This isn't fast fashion. It's clothing made with purpose by people who care as much about how it's made as how it fits. Get 20% off your first order with code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20.